Good morning.
早安。
Wow, that was a pretty nice singing. Wow.
刚刚的唱得很大声。
Let's pray before we start.
我们正在祷告开始以前。
就是这里跟我们能够在这里能够互相的勉励，激励爱心，也在这里能够把你的名高举，叫你得到长久的荣耀。奉主的圣名祈求。
Amen.
We've been talking about the book of Galatians all these past few weeks.
我们在过去的几星期就一直在讲这个哥罗西书。
The book of Galatians is written by Paul to the church in Colossae.
哥罗西书是保罗写给哥罗西教会的书信。
Paul has never been to Colossae.
保罗从来没有去过哥罗西。
But somehow he heard about the church situation and the false teaching there.
但不知怎么样，他有听到有关当地教会的一些传讲的错误的教义。
And the heresies there has led some believers astray.
那些异端的邪说让一些信徒误入歧途。
Yeah, the heresies emphasized on human effort to gain some spiritual understanding.
那些异端的教导是强调必须要依靠行为来增加属灵的悟性。
Try to use human effort to please some spiritual higher powers.
想要以属灵的行为来敬拜属灵的力量。
The teachings involve some kind of very strict rules.
所以这教导一些很严格的一个规条。
Don't touch this, don't handle this, and don't eat this, and don't eat that.
如不可拿，不可尝，不可摸。
And then some self-denial. And then also worship of angels.
并敬拜天使。
And Paul tried to convince the recipients that this false teaching will lead them nowhere.
保罗在试图说服这些受信人，就是这些错误的教导是没有果效的。
Because all this teaching has no life-changing effect in them.
这所有的教导都是没有生命改变的功效。
And in chapter 3, chapter verse 1 to 4,
在第三章一到四节
，Paul tells them the only way to change their life is through Jesus Christ, the only Son of God.
保罗告诉他们，改变生命的唯一方法就是通过耶稣基督，就是上帝唯一的儿子。
And how does this happen?
那这如何发生的呢
？And they say when they accepted Jesus, what he has done for them on the cross.
就是当他们接受主耶稣基督在十字架上为他们所做的事的时候
，then they enter a new relationship with God.
他们就会与上帝建立一个新的关系
，and they accept God's life into theirs.
他们接受上帝的新生命进入他们
，and through this new life, they have a harmonious relationship with God.
透过这个新的生命，他们与上帝有一个和谐的关系
，and then they can spend eternity with God.
可以一同进入永生
，and this is what was put down here in the on the slides and called Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
这就是哥罗西书三章四节。
And say when Christ appears, then you always appear with him in glory.
基督是我的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Sarah talked about this last week.
这个是上个星期 Sarah 姐妹讲到的。
So I'm going to go on after this, okay?
所以我就从这里继续下去。
Now the Bible uses marriage to describe this new relationship.
圣经用婚姻的关系来形容这个新的关系。
Marriage is the closest relationship among human beings.
婚姻是人与人之间最亲密的关系。
It's closer than your siblings or with your relationship with your parents.
这是比你的兄弟姐妹、比你的父母亲啊更亲密的关系。
And because God say, the Bible say, the two become one.
上帝在圣经里面说，二人成为一体。
And in this relationship, we are the bride, and Jesus is the groom.
在这个关系里面，我们是新娘，耶稣基督是新郎。
And through this relationship, our identity changed.
通过这个关系，我们的身份产生了变化。
We are no longer enemies of God.
我们不再是上帝的敌人。
And because of this relationship, we are being empowered by this new life in us.
也因为这个关系，我们在新生命里面赋予我们能力。
It's a supernatural life.
是一种超自然的生命。
A life which can overpower our own nature.
是一种可以压倒我们本来腐败本质的生命。
And give us the ability to live the life pleasing to God.
是可以活出一个合神心意的生活。
This relationship all starts from our accepting of Jesus Christ into our life.
这关系都是开始于与耶稣基督建立的新关系。
And there's no other way.
没有其他的办法了。
Now before today's passage, I just want to review what Paul has been has talked before this.
在今天的经文以前，保罗是讲了什么东西呢
？Who is Jesus and what he has done?
他是在介绍耶稣和他做了什么东西。
Paul talked about Jesus is the creator and the reasons why everything exists.
他讲到耶稣是创造者和一切万有存在的原因。
And Paul talked about he is above all things.
说到耶稣是高过一切。
And he is the mediator who reconciles the whole creation to God.
他是万有与上帝和好的中保。
And he is the representation of God himself.
也是上帝的代表。
And we are being forgiven because of his work on the cross.
因为他在十字架上的工作，我们都被宽恕了。
And then he has been raised from the dead.
他从死里复活。
And then our life has been united with him, with his.
我们的生命能够与基督联合。
A basic conclusion is Jesus Christ is God himself.
基本的结论就是耶稣基督就是神自己。
And then when he lived a short life and period of time in history, in human history.
他在历史之中曾经短暂的出现过。
Now because of this reality, what should our response then?
就因为这些事实，我们的回应应该是什么呢？
So this is today's passage.
这个就是今天的讯息。
And let's all stand and read together, okay? Today's passage from Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 to 17. Okay, let's read Chinese or English, okay?
可以中文或者是英文来读。因这些事，神的愤怒已临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些信中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤和口中污秽的人，要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐走出去，正如照他主的形象。在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、西古主人、为奴的、为自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，约束在个人之内。所以你们就是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，都要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人那人有邪心，总要彼此包容，彼此去饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在今天要用什么爱心？爱心要努力全点。爱心就是联络全德。你们到基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们有如同章归为一体，只要从感谢的心当用这样的机会把基督的道公公夫妇的存在心里，用诗章颂词灵歌彼此照顾互相约束，敬这样的人歌颂神。无论你做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，这是他感谢的事。
Thank you. Be seated.
请坐。
Now in verse 5, there it started with. In verse 5, there it started with the word therefore.
第五节在开始的时候是以所以做一个开始。
So there must be some reason before that, because that's why.Therefore,
所以一定是之前是有一个原因才有这个以所以的。
Paul just summarize what Paul has talked before this passage.
所以我来总结一下，在保罗在这一段经文以前所讲的事情。
Because what Christ has done for us, therefore, what should our response be?
所以因为基督为我们做的事，所以我们的回应应该是怎么样？
So they put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature.
就是把那些属于我们所谓的地上的肢体啊、属世的本性啊、除掉。
What belongs to our earthly nature?
哪一些是属于我们所谓地上的肢体俗世的本性
？Sexual immorality, impurities, lust, evil desires, greed, and idolatry.
正如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
It's interesting here. Paul put an equal sign between greed and idolatry.
很有趣的是，保罗把贪婪跟拜偶像是放成同等的。
It's the way it was at Paul's time, and it is the same way as today.
保罗那个时代是这样，今日也是这样。
The purpose of idolatry is.To gain something, right?
拜偶像的目的就是要得到物质上的利益。
You pray to that God, and you just hope that you can gain something from him.
你对神膜拜就是想要得到一些利益。
But basically, Paul just said this is greed, okay?
就是保罗就说这个是错的。
It's quite a list, okay? There already.
这个是一个上当的一份清单。
Now, what else that belongs to this earthly nature?
这些地上的肢体、属世的本性还有什么呢？
It's in verse 8.
这是第八节。
What they say is anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from our lips.
就是恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
And Paul reminds them they practice all these things before they accept Jesus.
保罗提醒他们，在他们接受耶稣基督以前，都曾做过这样的事。
That's in verse 7. They talk about this.
这是在第七节里面讲到的。
And what's the consequence of all this practice?
那这些事情的后果是什么呢？
The wrath of God was upon them.
就神的愤怒会临到他们身上。
Now what do we do after we put off all this earthly nature?
当我们弃绝这些俗世的本性之后，我们还要做些什么呢？
Of course, then you know that there's something you should put on, right? You put off something, you put on something.
我们脱去一些，就要穿上一些。
And it's natural for us, the powerful, that we put on this new nature in us.
很自然的，保罗告诉我们，我们需要穿上这个新的本性、新的特质。
And so this is then Paul again started with therefore.
所以保罗接下来要以所以啊继续的讲他的话。
This is in chapter in verse 12 to verse 17. Paul talk about what we should put on.
这是第十二节到第十七节，这保罗提到我们需要穿上的是什么？
Paul remind them again because they have this new identity.
保罗提醒他们，他们现在的身份已经改变了。
They are God's chosen people. They are holy and dearly loved by God.
他们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人。
So when this new identity, they expect to live a new life.
所以既有这种新身份，他们必须要活一个不同的生命。
So what are they supposed to do?
所以他们该做什么呢？
Number one, Paul supposed.Tell them they're supposed to clothe themselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and bear with each other and forgive one another. That's in chapter verse 12 and 13.
保罗说这是要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容、彼此饶恕。
And then above in verse 14, number two is that above all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect harmony.
第二是十四节上面讲到的，在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
And then the verse point number three, Paul want him what did Paul want them to do is the peace of Christ rule in their hearts.
第三点就是十五节，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
And number four, Paul wants them to remind them that they have to message of Christ dwell among them richly.
第四点在十六节，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
Now, what are we supposed to do after we have Christ's message, Christ's word, dwell in our lives?
当我们领受了这个基督的道理之后，应该要怎么样做呢？
And they are supposed to teach, admonish one another with all wisdom.
就是应该彼此的教导，互相劝勉。
Okay, and this is also talked about in verse 16.
这是十六节讲到的。
Now, what else do you do?
我们还有其他什么需要做的吗？
And then in verse 17, it talks about whatever you do, you know,In words or deeds, do it in the name of the Lord and giving thanks to God the Father for him.
十七节，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Now in these few verses from 12 to 13, Paul specifically points out two points that stand out to do list.
在这简短的几节经文里面，保罗特别指出两项要该做的事情。
And in verse 14, it talks about above all these virtues.
在十四节讲到，在这一切之外
，put on love，
要存着爱心
，and above all these virtues，
在这一切之外
，let the peace of Christ rule in your heart，
要基督的平安在你们心里做主。
And you will ask why Paul specifically brought out highlight these two points。
你可能会问保罗为什么特别列举这两项的在清单上
？Why love？
为什么爱心？
Paul gave a very brief answer here, say because love binds all together in perfect unity or harmony.
保罗简单的回答说，爱心就是联络全德的。
As a matter of fact, Paul brings up this topic of love before.
事实上，保罗在之前就已经提到这爱的话题。
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5.
在哥罗西书一章三到五节中。
Let's read together, okay?
我们一起来读。
We always.
常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，地上圣徒的爱心，是为你们能存在天上的盼望。
You see the three words here, right? Faith, love, and what? Hope.
你看它当中的三个字吗？这是信、望、爱。
And this is exactly what Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
这也是保罗在他著名哥林多前书十三章十三节里面谈到的。
And there is Paul talk about, and now there are three remains: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest is love.
保罗讲到这三种的基督徒的美德里面，最大的是爱。
But here in Paul in Colossians, Paul talk about the relationship between the three of them.
保罗在哥罗西书里面能详细的解说这三个美德之间的关系。
basically, he talked about that the Colossians, they can enter this relationship with God because of their faith in Jesus.
基本上他告诉哥罗西人说，这些出于基督耶稣的信心，让我们可以跟上帝建立这个关系。
And the way to manifest this faith is through our love towards our fellow believers.
而我能够表达这种信心的方式，就是通过我们对其他信徒的爱。
And the motivation to keep this love going is from the hope we have in Jesus.
维系这爱的动机是来源于我们对主耶稣的盼望。
And that we're going to spend eternity with Him in glory.
在永恒中，我们要与他的荣耀一同显现。
Let's be honest, we get tired, okay?
坦白说
giving all the time, giving and giving and giving, we get tired.
一直在付出的时候，我们会觉得可能会觉得疲倦。
So it's this hope.In Jesus that keep us going.
但是这个就是在主里的盼望，让我们能够继续的前行。
So among this, in the First Corinthians, Paul talk about the greatest is love.
在哥伦多前书十三章里面讲到最大的是爱。
As a matter of fact, Christ also teaches that the greatest is love.
同样，基督也教导这个爱是最大的。
This is in Matthew chapter 22.
在马太福音二十二章里面。
And from 36, when Christ was asked, what is the greatest commandment?
36到40节是当耶稣被问到哪一个诫命是最大的。
And Christ's answer is, first, the greatest one is you love God.
耶稣回答说最大的就是爱神。
And the second thing is, you love your fellow man.
其实就是爱人如己。
So this is the greatest commandment. From the Old Testament to the New Testament has not been changed.
这个就是最大的诫命，从旧约到新约都是一样。
And then Paul highlights the second point is that the peace of Christ be in you.
跟着保罗指出，第二点是最强调的是基督的平安。
The peace in Christ is the best indicator whether we are walking in a way pleasing to the Lord or not.
基督的平安是我们走在蒙主喜悦的道上的最佳指标。
The Holy Spirit will remind us every day.
圣灵会每天的提醒我们。
So that's why Paul reminds us that do not quench the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗又提醒我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Because the Holy Spirit tries to remind us whether we are walking in God's way or not.
因为圣灵基本上是在提醒我们是不是走在蒙神喜悦的道上。
Now, in between this put off and put on,
在这个脱去和穿上之间
，Paul brings out the ultimate goal of all this.
保罗带出了这一切的最终目标。
That Christ can be manifest.Through our life.
这是耶稣可以透过我们的生命显现出来。
And this is in chapter 3, verse 10.
这是在三章的十节上。
Let's read together. This is the most
我们一起来读。穿上了新人，这新人在基督上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
And this is the ultimate goal of putting off something and putting on something.
这都是脱去跟穿上之间最终的目标。
When we have a life of Jesus in us,
当我们有了耶稣基督的生命在我们里面时，
it is our responsibility to live out this new life.
我们就有责任去活出耶稣的生命。
First Peter, just Second Peter, chapter 1 verse 3, put it in another way.
在彼得后书一章三节是这样子讲的。
Peter used another word. They used life and godliness to describe this.
彼得用的是生命和敬虔的事来形容这个事这个关系。
Life is.The what is inside you, the nature inside you.
生命是内在的本质。
Godliness is the way you live out this life in you.
敬虔就是活出这生命的外在方式。
For all Christians, the ultimate goal is to live out the Christ of Jesus, the life of Jesus Christ.
对所有的基督徒来说，最终的目标就是要活出一个像我们主耶稣基督的生命。
And then you ask one question.
然后可能会问
How did Jesus live his life?
耶稣在世的时候是如何过活着的？
What are we supposed to do?
我们在做什么呢？
We cannot perform all the miracles he performed, right?
我们不能像他一样做很多的神迹。
We cannot teach the wisdom he had.
我们不能像他一样有智慧的去教导。
And none of us have seen Jesus here, right?
我们也没有一个人见过耶稣。
But from the Gospels, we can kind of piece up, you know, his life.
就是我们可以透过福音书啊，把他的生活拼凑一起。
I like one verse kind of summarize his life pretty nicely.
我喜欢一节的经文，它简单的总结了基督的生命。
That's in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14.
这是在约翰福音书里面的一章十四节。
Let's read together, okay?
让我们一起来读。
This word life, this the word here means is Jesus, okay?
这道就是耶稣。
And this is written by this Gospel of John is written by his disciple John.
这是由耶稣门徒约翰写的。
Who eyewitnessed Christ day in and day out.
他每天都亲眼目睹了耶稣的日常生活。
And he's willing to follow, yet he's willing to follow Jesus all the way.
然而他愿意一直的跟随耶稣。
Because in him he saw the image of God.
因为透过耶稣他看到神的形象。
A life full of grace and truth.
一个充充满满有恩典有真理的生命。
Now, what does it mean a life full of grace and truth?
那什么是满有恩典真理的生命呢？
To simply put, grace is the love of God.
简单说，恩典就是神的爱。
And truth is the word of God.
而真理就是神的道。
Jesus someone is someone who lives out God's love and also speaks of the word of God.
耶稣是一个活出神的爱、传讲神的道的人。
And as a matter of fact, this is what Paul's goal for all the Christians too.
这也是保罗鼓励所有信徒该成为的样子。
And in Colossians, a little bit before this passage, Paul talked about this.
在哥罗西书比较前段的地方，保罗提到这个。
And Paul just said, we use all wisdoms to admonish and to teach.
保罗说，我们需要用各样的智慧去教导。
The purpose is to complete everyone in Christ.
目的是要把个人在基督里得以完全。
Now, how can we speak the word of God unless we have the word of God in us?
我们要怎么样讲神的话，除非我们有神的话在里面。
And how are you supposed to apply God's word? God's word in our life.
而我们要怎么样应用神的话在我们的生活上？
Now, Paul in chapter 3 verse 16. I mean, in verse 16 here. Oh, sorry. It talks about kind of give some hints of how to enrich our life with God's word.
保罗在三章十六节的时候提到，用哪些智慧可以要丰丰富富存在我们的心里。
And Paul mentioned that besides the Bible, I mean that with all wisdom, Paul talked about not only the Bible.
保罗提到除了圣经以外，我们还有可以用各样的智慧。
So Christians should not be a man of one book, only the Bible. Okay, only read the Bible.
所以基督徒不应该是只有读一本书啊，圣经的人。
Wow, that sounds very spiritual. No, I'm a man of one book. I only read the Bible, not any other books. Okay, sounds spiritual.
我只读一本圣经啊，这样听起来很属灵。
But that's not what God has in mind for us.
但这并非神要为我们所想的。
Paul talks about here all wisdom, so we should learn from all sources.
保罗在这里讲到各样的智慧，所以我们应该也用其他的方式。
After we get this word of God, what are we supposed to do?
当我们有了神的话的时候，我们应该做怎么样呢？
And here Paul talks about we proclaim him.
保罗就说到我们需要宣告他。
And we admonish with the word of God. 教训。
哦，我们需要劝诫个人，教导个人。
Okay. And then we teach people with the word of God.
教导个人。
So this is how you use the word of God.
这就是我们怎么样运用神的话。
The goal, final goal is all these activities, proclaim, admonish, teaching.
最终这些所有的教导就是要教我们怎么样子去劝诫跟教导人。
Is to present everyone complete in Christ.
是把让所有人都能够在主里得以完全。
Then how about the grace part of our life, of Jesus' life?
有关耶稣恩典的部分是怎么样呢？
This is the tougher part, you know. It's easy to talk.
这是比较艰难的部分，很容易讲。
It's not easy to live it out, right?
但却不是很容易做得到。
In Colossians chapter 13, in First Corinthians chapter 13, talk about what love is.
在哥罗西书，
哥
林多前书十三章四到八节。
And this is a very famous chapter on love.
这个是一个有关爱的一个很有名的章节。
Okay, let's read together. Okay, this is the definition of love there.
让我们一起来读，这是有关爱的真谛。
Love is
凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱不自私。
You can see really clear here, love is not some sentimental feeling. It is actions.
可以在这里看得很清楚，爱并不是一种情感的自觉，是一个行动。
That's why it's difficult for us to go solo, day in and day out.
正因为这样子是很难让我们可以独自过一个生活。
So that's why Paul also, in the book of Hebrews, try to encourage us what to do.
所以保罗也在希伯来书里面鼓励我们该怎么样做。
Let's read this together.
让我们一起来读。 重的彼此爱心美丽心善，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止换的人都要彼此劝勉，即知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Paul teaches us a secret how to keep this love going.
保罗教导我们怎么样，教导我们怎么样把这个爱维持下去的一个秘密。
We have to get together and encourage one another.
就是需要经常聚会和彼此劝勉。
And we have to know the day is near.
你要知道那日子临近了。
What's the day Paul mentioning here?
保罗所讲的是哪一日呢？
Is that by the time we have seen the day we are going to see Jesus?
就是我们要再去见主的那一日。
So keep reminding us we are going to meet Jesus soon.
所以我们要不断的提醒自己，我们很快就要见到主了。
These two activities keep us going in the love. You know?
这两件事就是让我们在爱里面继续的前进。
So basically, in 1 Corinthians, we see that love is giving.
所以从哥林多前书里面，我们看到爱基本上是一种给予。
Giving ourselves to serve and giving what we have.
交出自己，交出我们所有的。
When I read the Bible from a human standpoint, you know, the Bible does not make sense in a lot of places.
从人的角度来看，圣经里面的教导其实很多时候不太合理。
And in Acts talk about it's more blessed to give than to receive.
在使徒行传里面讲到施比受更为有福。
One time I have a coffee breakfast, you know, with my former boss.
我跟我前任的老板在喝咖啡的时候。
You might know him, Bruce, right? Bruce Brunshaw, okay. Anyway, I told him that the more I give, the more I have.
我告诉他，我给的越多，我有的就越多。
And he said, "This doesn't make sense to me."
这他就说这根本不合理。
But this is the way. If you understand how God works, this is very makes a lot of sense.
当你能够了解神的作为的时候，这句话就非常有道理了。
Jesus is the law of the whole universe.
耶稣是整个宇宙的主。
He can bless you with anything.
他肯定可以给你任何的祝福。
But his plan is use us as a conduit or channel of his blessings to this world.
但是他的计划就是要我们成为他祝福的渠道。
We are not the end receiver of his blessings.
我们不是他祝福的最终点。
If we just keep trying to keep whatever he entrusts to us,
他是要委托我们如果他只是委托我们东西
Be money, maybe your family, maybe talents, your profession.
可能是金钱，可能是一家庭，可能是一个才干职业。
And if we come to here to us become a dead end,
到来到你这里的时候变成一个最终点。
Why should he give you all this?
那为什么他要给你更多呢？
Right? How much you need to live? And I mean, sometimes I live with those billionaires. I just wonder how they're going to spend $1 billion. What's that for?
我们看到那些亿万富翁，他们有这么多钱哈，要做什么呢
？You only get one stomach, you only get one bed, you can only sleep on one bed, right?
你只有一个肚子可以吃东西，只有一张床可以睡。
I mean, but billions of dollars, how much you want to eat?
你有这么多的钱，你要吃多少东西
？Personally, I think being able to serve, I'm willing to serve and give is truly God's blessing.
个人来说，我觉得能够甘愿服侍和奉献，这是真正上帝的祝福。
The Bible says many are called, but only few are chosen.
圣经里面说，因为被召的人多，选上的人少。
It's a privilege and honor to co-work with God.
被基督选为同工是一种特权和荣耀。
There's no more work I want to hear by the time I see Jesus.
没有什么能比当我见到耶稣面的时候，他对我这样说。
When you tell me good and faithful servant,
你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
So how does all this being achieved?
这一切要如何的实现呢？
And is in all this put on the new self?
到第十节，这是穿上了新人。
And which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of His creator.
这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
So this growth transformation is a process.
所以我们的整个改变是一个过程。
It's not.A protocol that you do this, 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 then you know, then you'll be, you know, like Jesus.
并不是按章的就可以得到，就可以越来越像耶稣。
And here, Paul tells us is renewed in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说，我们需要在知识上面认识他耶稣基督更多。
It is a continuous process.
是一个延续的一个过程。
And it is not just head knowledge.
不只是头脑的知识。
But experiential knowledge.
或者是经验的认知，
是经验的认识，
是经验的认识。
Knowing him more and more through our daily experience with him,
是透过我们与主的每日的经历。
Our reliance on Him，
依靠他。
Our interaction with Him，
与他的互动。
And meditation on Him，
和对他的默想。
And through all this， we know Him better and better through our experience。
透过这一切，我们对他越来越认识更多。
This is a daily practice，
是一种日常的操练。
Not a Sunday practice，
不是只有周日的练习。
Okay。So， what's the conclusion of this？
所以结论是什么呢？
The church today, I think, based desperate needs the message of Colossians.
今日的教会迫切需要向哥罗西书的信息。
We live in a day when religious tolerance is interpreted to mean one religion is just as good as another.
我们今天是活在一个信仰宽容被解释为每个信仰都各有各好的日子。
Some people try to take the best of all various religions and manufacture their own private religion.
有一些人试图抽取每个宗教信仰的优点，来制造出自己的个人信仰。
And to many people, Jesus Christ is only one of the great religious teachers.
对好一些人来说，耶稣基督只是极为伟大的宗教教师的之一。
Notice that they are not denying Jesus.
注意，他们并不是否认耶稣。
But they are dethroning Jesus from his proper place.
他们只是剥夺了耶稣基督的至高权主权和地位。
They dethrone Jesus from his preeminence.
剥夺了耶稣基督的至高主权和地位。
We are not called only to be his followers.
我们不仅是被耶稣召回门徒。
But we are all called to be His representatives.
也是呼召做他的代表。
And that's the word Christians, right? What does that mean?
这就是这个基督徒的这个字的意思。
Christian means little Christ.
这是小基督的意思。
When people saw you, he saw Christ.
当人看到你的时候，就看到基督。
So remind yourself, what did people see when they look at you?
所以要提醒我们自己啊，我们当我们看到我们的时候，要想要看到什么
？And more importantly, What does God see when He looks at you?
更重要的是，当我们面对上帝的时候，他会看到什么
？In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, say that.
希伯来书九章二十七节这样说的。
It's the point of man to die once, and afterwards comes judgment.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
We only have one life to live.
我们只有一次的生命。
One death.
一次的死亡。
And there's no second chance.
没有第二次机会了。
So ask yourself.How am I living my life today?
所以问你自己，我们今天怎么样过我的生活
？Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
主耶稣，感谢你给我们能够真的在这里彼此一起的勉励，激励爱心，知道你来的日子越来越近。主，每天都活在主你里面，过主你所喜悦的生活。主，我们每天反省，我们是不是在代表你，在替代基督，要来行善在我们生命里面。感谢你，教导我们每天的生活都能够谨慎。我们只要。我们叫我们 one life， 只有一个生命，只有一生的生命，叫我们每天都能活在主里面，奉主的圣名祈求。